The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
And Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works may not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Rejoice. Rejoice in hope. How beautiful it is every year in Lent. We reach this fourth Sunday of Lent, and we experience Laetare Sunday. Laetare, which means rejoice. Rejoice in hope. Because hope is in our presence. Jesus Christ, the light of the world. The light comes into the darkness. The light of his word. As the psalm says, Psalm 119, verse 105, "Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light for my path." My brothers and sisters in Christ, rejoice. Rejoice because the light of the world came to separate and to send away the darkness. So we gather here this Sunday, this Laetare Sunday, this Sunday where we rejoice. And I want to focus on this encounter of Nicodemus with Jesus. And to make a relation with Nicodemus and his experience with our own experiences. We are all children of the light, and we're drawn to the light. By virtue of our baptism, we're drawn to the light. We see that Nicodemus, if you read the beginning of John's Gospel, chapter 3, at the very beginning, it says he came to Jesus at night. He came at night. A question I have for Nicodemus, please God, get to heaven. Was it really at night, Nicodemus, that you came? Or was John, when he was writing the gospel, speaking about the darkness or the night of your doubt? He came at night and he encountered this Jesus. Like us in all things but sin, he did not experience this Jesus who was transfigured on the mountain, which we all reflected on two weekends ago. It was a Jesus who was true God and true man, but his divinity was concealed in his humanity. And Nicodemus came at night. Maybe he came at night like the woman at the well came during the heat of the day. She came in the heat of the day for fear that others would be at the well too, to see her going out to the well to get water, and she had a thirst. Nicodemus came in the night. He came in the night because he didn't want others to see him coming to encounter this miracle worker, this person that had everybody baffled. He was bringing relationship into the rules. He was bringing people back to life. He was doing everything that he had studied about and read about and prayed about. The blind could see, the deaf could hear. Everything that John told his apostles to go ask Jesus. He was witnessing that. And he longed for that. He thirsted for that. And yet he still found himself coming in the night of his doubt. Yet he was called out of the darkness. He was called out of the darkness into that encounter. He was called by the light of the world. He heard in his heart, as you and I have heard in our heart, countless moments in our life, in particular, this very evening. Go. Go to the light. Go beyond the ashes. Go into the darkness of your doubt. And in that doubt, find the light of the world. He was called to go. He was called to go to the light. And we see the encounter that he had. He's there and Jesus is speaking to him. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, not to condemn the world, but to redeem it. And he speaks about that all who believe in him will have life. He was called to the light, but he wasn't quite there yet. Then we read later in John's gospel, John chapter 19, verse 36, I believe. You can correct me on that. That's your homework. I believe it's verse 36 or 39, one of those. 38 maybe, I don't know. But it was there, if your mind's racing to that, where Jesus was crucified. And John's speaking about how Nicodemus, along with Joseph of Arimathea, came and asked Pilate for the body, and they came, and John spoke about, yeah, the guy who came at night, now he came after witnessing the crucifixion and the death of Jesus, he came into the daylight. That was a risky thing for them to do, to go ask for the body. They were putting themselves at risk. What moved him to that light? The light of the world. The radiating love that came from the utter crucifixion. Crucifixion of Jesus. Maybe he stood at the distance, not so close to Mary at the foot of that cross. And he was called to the light of the cross and he saw the light of God's love on that cross. He had to have heard or either heard the story of Jesus saying in his seven last words to the good thief, today you will be with me in paradise. You will be with me in paradise. And maybe it jogged Nicodemus' heart at the foot of the cross. What our beloved Lord said when he met him in the darkness of his doubt. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Today, you will be with me in paradise. Lifted up. What could that have meant to Nicodemus? Moses lifted up the snake on the stick for those that who have been bit. The bite of sin in our life that bites us, and we look to the crucified Lord, and it's Jesus, the light of the world, who comes in the darkness of our doubt, our fear, our worry, our concerns. He comes into that darkness and he brings his wonderful light. And so we, an Easter people, who find ourselves journeying all too often in a Good Friday world of darkness, we look through the cross to the light of Christ. I want to share with you a beautiful work of art. Father Mike and I have talked about bringing works of art from across the ocean. This is a favorite of mine. This is a favorite of Pope Francis's. This is the Call to Matthew done by Caravaggio in the Church of St. Louis of France on the other side of the Tiber. It was done in the 1600s. It's a massive work of art, 3 feet high, by, I don't know, or 3 meters high by something like 6 meters wide as you enter that church on the left. He did something radical. The people of that time were really doing frescoes, which were done in the plaster into the wall. And he does this painting on canvas. And it's been there since the 1600s. For 400 plus years, inspiring the hearts of men and women down to our current Pope. When they asked him to be Pope, he thought of this image. Let me talk about this image because Caravaggio was a master in the play between light and darkness. St. John, you read his Gospels, it's all about light and darkness. When he talks about it in his prologue, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he talks about those who were afraid of the darkness, afraid of the light, didn't come to the light. They chose the darkness versus light, as it's reflected on here. Caravaggio was in a period where the church was producing what they call Baroque art. Baroque art was art that wowed you. You came into its presence and you were like, wow, in the statues, in the beauty. If you look at the play between the darkness and the light, it's like seeing those old Western movies. This is how they tried to make their impact. Those old Western movies where the movie starts and you hear the horses riding and you hear the rain falling and it's dark and you don't see anything, but you can hear people talking. You can see it going. You know something's happened. It's dark. And then all of a sudden, wham, a flash of lightning comes. And you can see the horses, and you can see the confusion. You see, he was a master at that. And the light always reflecting the truth. Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the light of the world. And so what you see in this picture here, in this painting, is you see Jesus Christ. He's on your far right. He's kind of in the shade, and he has Peter blocking him. And he's putting his hand out and he's pointing his finger to Matthew, who has a finger on his chest saying, hey, you, me, you're calling me? And the light's right on Matthew. And you have the boy off to his side who's got his head down, who's counting coins, who's just immersed in the world. He's all horizontal, all horizontal. But God's calling us not to just be horizontal in our life, but to be vertical too, to be vertical. So Jesus is pointing to him and he's saying, me, you're calling me? If you had the full painting going all the way down, if you were to look at the feet of Jesus, which is really amazing, and I'm going to step out a little bit. I hope I don't mess up those online. I'm going to step out from the ambo so you can kind of see it and everybody can see my feet. But Jesus, he comes to Matthew and he's pointing at Matthew. Sorry for you, those of you I'm pointing at. Let me point at the camera. He's pointing at Matthew. But he has his foot pointed this way in the painting. So his foot's pointing that way, and he's pointing at Matthew there, which is like, I'm calling you, but I'm going. And so you see this beautiful play in light where he's there, and he's like, hey, you, me? And look at Peter. Peter's like, come on now, you're calling him? Peter's almost like, you calling him? He's like, I want you. He's there, you're pointing at me, and you see that light, see that play, that light in that darkness. Here's the invitation, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Catechesis through art. Jesus, here, in this counter tonight, he's pointing at you, and he's pointing at me. And those of you online, he's pointing at you too because he knows you and he loves you. And he's calling us. He's calling us to the light of his truth. He doesn't want us to walk in darkness. He doesn't want us to walk in fear. He doesn't want us to walk in anxiety. He wants to walk us to walk in the light of his truth. Here's the invitation. And it's an invitation. I can only invite as Jesus invites. This Lent, have I truly gone beyond the ashes? Am I truly willing, if need be, to go into the darkness of my doubt to find Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world? And the invitation is, if you have not had an opportunity to go to confession, go encounter the light. Go encounter the truth. Encounter the truth of a God who loves you. The truth of a God who wants to forgive you. The truth of a God who wants to heal you, who went to the cross for you and for me. And learn the truth about yourself, about ourselves, that we're called to walk as children of the light and to rejoice because the light of the world has come. My brothers and sisters in Christ, rejoice. Rejoice always. Rejoice in the hope of the Lord.